Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's July 4th, and that means it is time for Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Well, that's Ebro, there's not a lot of things to celebrate about America this year necessarily for all of us, but there's one thing we can always count on. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Now, we have the women's, the winner, the champion.
The defending champion.
Yeah, that's right. She unseated Sonia Thomas. Let's see. She's been in the hot dog eating contest every year from 2014 to 2020. Mm. She won the women's competition in its inception in 2011.
Wow.
She was born in New York. She moved with her family.
No, Sonia Thomas won the first one in 2011.
Sonia
won
the first
one. And then she unseated her. So
yes.
She basically...
Yeah, I wasn't there in 2011.
You wasn't there. Right.
Got it.
So basically what her claim to fame is she's changing the game. She's the one who took out the Black Widow.
There it is. Mickey Sudo, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I love the belt. Hold it up for the people to see.
I do. And I have six more of them over there.
Wow. Mickey is flexing.
Wow.
So, Mickey, tell us all the different titles you have. What are your titles?
So I'm best known as the female hot dog eating champion. So I'm the defending undefeated champion at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. But I also hold the world record in kimchi. So 8.5 pounds in 8 minutes. Over 2 gallons in 6 minutes.
Ice cream. Ice cream, 2 gallons in 6 minutes?
Okay. It was 16 pints, so just over 2 gallons in 6 minutes.
Wow.
And then a Minnesota hot dish, which is like this creamy, bacony, cheesy rice casserole. It's like you take something healthy and then make it completely not. So I did 14 pounds in I want to say that was 8 minutes also.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Listen.
So, but yeah.
Mickey,
I don't know the world records for some other foods, but like I have one chicken wing eating contest, rib eating contest. I don't know. We get a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
She entered the eating circuit in 2013. She was in a pho eating contest. I love pho.
Oh, really?
By the way, yeah.
Pho.
Pho.
Is it called pho?
It's called pho.
I've always called it pho.
No, it's pho.
Pho.
It's pho?
Yeah, I remember this always because one day I was sitting around with Natalie and she was just like, I want pho. And I thought out of the blue, she just hit me with, I want fuck. And I was like, excuse me? And she went, pho, I'm hungry. I would love some pho. And I was like, oh, pho.
Pho.
Yeah.
Now, Mickey, I got a question for you. When you're not in an eating contest or preparing for said eating contest, what are you eating?
Oh, my normal diet's pretty boring. There's just a lot of produce in our fridge. We always have boneless, skinless chicken breast cooked up. So that's like, I literally just grab a piece and eat that as a snack or chop it up and throw it on a salad. But yeah, I like chicken, avocados, kale, quinoa.
So, so I ask you that because you're super healthy is what it sounds like.
Pretty much. I mean, if you're going to eat like dozens of hot dogs in 10 minutes, like, and do other contests like that, you kind of need the other like 350 days to be as perfectly balanced as possible.
And so getting into an eating contest, when did you know that this was like something you wanted to do? Like,
yeah,
how
that's
did
a
you
great
know
question.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I ended up doing the pho challenge. This restaurant was offering $1,500 for eating like 12 pounds of pho. I'm like, I think I could do that. But I never thought it was going to be a long-term thing or even a career, I guess. But I started getting requests to do head-to-head contests. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to be so embarrassed, you know, whatever. I finally got talked into doing my first head-to-head competition and I beat out like 38 people. And I'm like, let's do more of these. And then I jumped on the professional eating circuit. I was, quickly ranked top female, number 7 in the world at the start. So it's just like, when I realized, like, I'm good at this, that's when it kind of, like, snowballed and took on a life of its own.
But so you had no idea you were good at this? Like, it didn't even cross
your mind? No.
What made you think that you could eat so X amount of pho? Like, if somebody were to tell me, hey, can you eat 3 bowls? I would have been like, no. 2, no.
Does a part of you say, like, I want to try? No. I don't know. Like, I guess I always kind of had a large appetite. Like, my friends and I used to go surfing when we were, like, young teenagers, like 13, 14. And we, at the end of the day, we'd go to McDonald's and eat, like, they used to have, like, 39-cent hamburger whatever Mondays or something, and then 49-cent cheeseburger Tuesdays or something. And we would just order a bunch and just eat after a full day at the beach. There was that. And then my first year of college, I had a very restrictive dieting plan. I could only swipe into the cafeteria like so many times a week. So I had to make it count. So yeah, it was just kind of like different. But anyway, I don't know. And then part of me is just like, I think I could do that. Yeah, but I thought I could do a lot of things and fail. This one just happened to go smoothly.
All right, so this is the TMI portion of this conversation.
Oh, Ebro, gosh. Come on, man.
Right. Listen, and I'm gonna talk about myself first.
Sounds like a Joey Chestnut question. He loves these.
So I cycle, and every Sunday before I go out for a long ride, I wake up 2 hours ahead of time. Right. Because I have to use the bathroom. You got to clean yourself out so that you can put new stuff in so that you can use it to go on
ride all day,
and not have to go to the bathroom. Right. And then you're, you know, constantly drinking water and you got to flush the system. Mickey, to do something like this and prepare, I don't even want to know what happens after. I want to talk about the preparation to get the body ready to consume massive
amounts. In other words, does she have to clear herself out like she's getting ready for a colonoscopy?
Yes.
Beforehand?
I guess some people do. No, if you just kind of fast in the days leading up to it, your body kind of takes care of itself so that like everything's, I don't like being hungry, but I mean, you kind of have to fast for me, like about 36 hours ahead of time.
Really?
So that, 36.
It doesn't tighten your stomach too much? Because I always find when I break the fast on Yom Kippur, I can't eat as much as I would like to eat because my stomach feels a little smaller from the fast.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't bounce back as quickly. I don't know. I don't feel that way.
Wow.
What about exercise leading in? Like while you're fasting, are you also depleting like other resources in your body so your body has like more cravings and more desire or something like that?
I mean, honestly, like my craving, my desire is really more to win than the food itself.
Got it.
Like, so it's just, that's my motivation. I do love food, but for those 10 minutes, I'm not really thinking about like, oh my gosh, I want another hot dog. It's just like, no, oh my gosh, I want another belt and check.
Do you ever have a moment when, like, because there are times when I'm watching, particularly the hot dog eating contest with these wet, sloppy buns and glizzies going right down the mouth. There are times when I'm like, this makes me want to puke. I think I would puke at this point. Have you ever had a moment where during the contest you want to yak?
I mean, not quite, but like I definitely have reflexes that you have to like fight back.
It's crazy.
But not quite like to the point where I'd lose food. I don't know. I guess it just
Have you ever seen anyone else puke during a contest?
Not during hot dogs. There have been some other contests on the circuit where people just don't know their limits and push too far. That's not pleasant.
No.
This is going to sound kind of self-centered, but like I'm typically towards the center of the table. The people who lose their food are generally like at the end of the table, so I don't have to like
deal with it. Oh, that would be tough.
Now, Mickey, do you know what a glizzy is? When Rosenberg said these wet glizzies, did you know what he was talking about?
Glizzies are hot dogs.
There
right?
you go.
There you go. She knows about guzzling glizzies out here.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Glizzy Gladiator Gang, and I don't know, all sorts of.
There
you
go.
How many Gladiator Gang?
Is that what kids are saying? I don't know. That's what I've been told the kids are saying.
How many? That is the thing the kids are saying.
Yes,
how many? How many glizzies did you throw down last year to become Nathan's champion?
Last year, I probably had one because I was 37 weeks pregnant.
Oh, 2 years ago. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Last year I was all that real estate was for Max. Yeah, he was born on July 8th, so shortly afterwards. But in 2020, I hit 48 and a half. And so that's the current women's world record. I'd love to beat that this year, so we'll see.
How many glizzies do you have in your mouth at the same time?
Only two at once. At any moment.
Got it. And that's
you side by side.
And you plan that though. Like that's a part of your
strategy.
Yeah, it's very robotic or mechanical. And if I can almost just like as long as I've done my preparation, which for me is just kind of like showing up healthy, as long as I've done that, like, I can just trust my body and my mind to go on cruise control. So I don't even think about it. It's just all the same, like, two hot dogs, you know, dunk the bun, swallow that, dunk the
and
bun,
you're,
swallow
and
that.
You're two-hand in the glizzy. Like, it's...
Well, actually...
No, because she could pick up two with one hand, or she could use both hands. I'm just asking, man, what the technique is, man.
No, I use predominantly my right hand, so I just grab two of the meat side by side. And that's a good thing, because I actually injured my left wrist. So this year, I literally have to eat with one hand.
Wow.
Wait, and then you swallow the bun after you just wet the bun and swallow it?
Yeah.
That seems so gross. That's the part that makes me want to pee.
Well, the wet part,
wet bun.
What's the young man that used to come up here?
Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut told us years ago that the wet bun part helps it compact in your stomach, right? Because if it's dry, it'll fill up too much of your stomach.
Yeah, and they're easier and faster to swallow. They compact themselves. Yeah, they fill in all the hot dog gaps.
The hot dog gas, yo, man. Interesting. Mickey Sudo is her name. Now, here's another interesting part. I don't know if you guys know this about Mickey Sudo. The father of her child, Nick Weary. Am I saying his name right?
Weary, yeah.
Weary. Is he still competing?
Yeah, Finn, he's actually getting ready to do a hot dog practice right now. So as soon as I sign off with you guys, I'm going to go help him practice. He's got his stuff all set out on the side. Do you want to say hi?
Nick, come say hi, man. We got to give you your props.
This is Max.
Hey, Max.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Max.
So practice. His hot dogs are getting a little bit cold because we got on a little bit later, but it's all good. By the way, they just re-ranked. So we're now ranked third and fourth in the world.
Wow. Congrats.
Wow.
Are you guys the biggest competitive eating family in the biz?
I don't know, the biggest one, we're definitely the best one.
There you go.
That's right.
I don't know another competitive eating family, man. It's a pleasure to meet you guys.
Thank you.
It'll be a lot of fun. I don't know, it's gonna be kind of chaotic, you know, bringing a baby and trying to focus on the competition, but I don't know.
Max, start paying attention, Max. You're going to have to help out mom and dad in a couple of years.
So cute.
You're going to have to do hot dog eating practice preparation, Max.
Hey, guys, good luck. Have fun on Monday, and thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Mickey. Good to meet you.
Nice meeting you all. Bye, Max.
Bye, Max.
Listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four Summer Jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Styles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.